Public Service of New Hampshire is an energy utility, but it's about to try an experiment in psychology. To explain how, we turn, as we do most Tuesdays, to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. David, welcome back. And how does this all work?
It's called the Home Energy Report, and they're sending it out to about 25,000 customers, mostly random. Some of us have signed up. And the interesting thing is they're sending out two different reports. One of them gives you a nice little picture about what your energy usage is over the past month and how it compares to a previous month. And the other half will get a report which gives you a nice picture about your energy usage and how it compares to the usage by similar residences nearby. And this is a peer comparison feedback, which has been shown to be a very effective tool in getting people to alter their behavior almost without realizing it. Nudging is a really interesting phenomenon that is being looked at by a lot of governments. The idea being that you can get people to change it without having to mandate or forbid things. You can just sort of make it a little easier to do things and it'll have quite an effective response. A very famous one is if you change people's retirement savings plans from opt-in to opt-out. In other words, the default setting is that you save money instead of the default setting being that you don't save money. The amount of money that people save for their retirement soars and they don't even notice it. And this is a classic one, is you take a look at your bill and you think, people around me are using less electricity than I am. I wonder what they're doing. And you might go ask somebody about it, or you might just be spurred to turn off some lights or not run your dishwasher when it's only half full and stuff like that.
That's enough to turn something of a corner?
It can be. I saw, hunting around a bit, I've seen a couple of studies that have been done specifically about energy efficiency doing this sort of practice. And it was a 2009 study by a national group that found a 1-2% reduction in residential energy usage. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually a fair amount, particularly if you're talking about the hundreds of thousands of homes that PS&H serves. So if they could get people to do that, that would be terrific. And what I really like about this is the way they're doing it is a sort of a controlled experiment. They're not just saying, well, we did a study and we decided this will work, so we're sending it out to everybody. They're sending it out to some, so there's a control group, which is those of us who don't get anything at all. And they're also sending out a couple different variations so they can see which one works. So maybe for some reason New Hampshire people won't respond to peer feedback, but we will respond to our own data comparisons. Who knows? So I like the way they're doing that.
Now, I have my electric bill set to auto pay each month. I don't even typically look. Is an experiment like this going to simply pass customers like me by, or might there be some incentives that would encourage me or people like me to take a closer look and then maybe make those adjustments?
That's a good question, because actually when PS&H pointed this out to me, they said, hey, David, you had signed up for this and now it started. How did you like it? And I said, oh, I didn't even know it had started. That might reduce the effectiveness or might require them to change it. And my favorite nudge, if you call it that, that happens this time of year is our frost heaves, which is nature's nudge to make us slow down. I mean, we all spend money and time and police staffing and traffic calming designs all year round to get people to slow down, and people don't slow down. And then this time of year, the roads get all bumpy, so we all slow down. I think that's a terrific nudge.
Maybe as our cars get smarter, they can start sending us reports each month saying, I noticed that last month you were not slowing down as much, and maybe that'll convince us, if nothing else does.
I don't know. That sounds more like nagging than nudging.
That's David Brooks of the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you're getting this additional information from Public Service of New Hampshire or participating in a similar program through the New England Electric Cooperative, we'd like to hear from you. You can share your experience in those programs through our Public Insight Network. You can find that link at nhpr.org.